This is James from the Gym Polycast. On this episode, I'll talk about gas prices and why it's not the Biden administration's fault, and I'll also discuss how Republicans blaming the Biden administration is not helping to solve the problem. As we all know, gas prices are high. This is the highest they've ever been in my life. This is probably the highest they've ever been in history. If not, it's very close. I go to the pump. I wince every time I see the total. We all do. But a lot of people blame the Biden administration. You know, we've seen pictures of the stickers on the gas pump of Joe Biden. Oh, I did this. I've actually seen that sticker in real life. My daughter saw, thanks Joe Biden written on a gas pump, you know, in Oklahoma on her way back from a road trip with her grandparents. I mean, a lot of people blame Biden, and it's not right. Biden can't do anything about this. Gas prices are up all over the planet. This isn't something that the Green New Deal did or the Build Back Better Act did, which neither of those passed. So what is the cause of these gas prices? Well, between price gouging from the oil barons, between the war in Ukraine, and between the COVID pandemic, you've just got a trifecta of high gas prices. And there's very little the Biden administration can do to fix it. There's certainly nothing they did to cause it. You know, that trifecta is a hard thing to overcome. And, you know, the judgment of the American people against Biden is just crazy. Now, there are people who thought that Trump was a good president, so I'm not necessarily shocked that they blame Joe Biden. My goal of this episode would be more towards the people who are on the fence about it. You know, maybe Joe Biden's doing something about this, and you know, maybe he's kind of the cause of it. He's not doing anything about it, but he's not the cause either. The Biden administration has not done anything spectacular with drilling permits. They haven't given out a ton of them. They haven't taken away a ton of them either. So whether or not the administration is strict on those or not isn't the issue. It's not causing prices to go up or down, mainly because the administration really hasn't varied that much from the status quo of other administrations when it comes to issuing drilling permits. I read a number of articles. It went both ways, surprisingly enough, like anything in the media. One headline says, drilling permits go way low under the Biden administration. And another one is, the Biden administration crushes the Trump administration the first year with drilling permits. It's like, but which one is it? So what I do is just kind of take the middle of that and just kind of zero it out where the Biden administration is just doing the status quo. I think that's probably the safest. And, you know, status quo isn't going to make gas prices go up that high. Some people, I've heard talk about the pipeline, Keystone XL pipeline. Even if it was on its on its schedule, you know, on its ideal schedule to be completed, the Keystone XL pipeline wouldn't be done by now. On top of that, its job was to take shale oil from Canada to the Gulf Coast to be exported. It wasn't going to be used in the U.S. oil market. So it's not going to make a difference on gas prices in the U.S. So there's really no policy or thing that the Biden administration is either doing or limiting that is causing the gas prices. So blaming Biden isn't accurate. Now, you know, again, there are people who think that Trump was a good president. So, you know, that's not a shocker. But hopefully there are people who can look into it a little bit more and be like, all right, for sure, Biden isn't the cause. Granted, he's not doing a whole lot, I think, to really help the situation. But what can you really do anyways? My other big problem with what's going on the Republican side and why they're really not helping anything is it's not just the Trump voters who are just against Biden no matter what, that are kind of blaming him for this, you also hear Republican politicians doing it. In particular, an example that stands out is everybody's favorite hypocrite, Lindsey Graham. He was debating Bernie Sanders Monday night on Fox, quote unquote, news. And he was asked about climate change. And Lindsey Graham says that it's real, but he doesn't think the war on fossil fuels or killing the fossil fuel industry is the way to fix climate change, and that the Democrats' policy is killing the fossil fuel industry, and it's causing the high gas prices. So an elected official is blaming the Biden administration. That's not true. It's not even remotely close. The Biden administration, again, isn't doing anything to cause it. They're not really doing anything to fix it either. So this is just another line to blame the Biden administration, to get people to vote against him, like stuff like this is his fault. I'm hopeful that everybody, or as many people as possible, is smart enough to see through it, to understand that, you know, these gas prices are high all over the world. Everything all over the world is high as far as prices go because of inflation and you know, the COVID pandemic is a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic that has harmed our entire civilization. And I don't know what the consequences going on in the next 2 and 3 years are going to be. To think that our economy was just going to come out of this perfectly fine is crazy. Just as crazy as thinking of one presidential administration can make gas prices go from $2.50 and in like 2 to 3 months go all the way up to almost $5 a gallon here in Texas, and in upwards of almost $7 a gallon in California. There was a gas station manager who was fired because they accidentally put 69 cents a gallon on the pump. And it cost, I think when I read it, it was like $16,000. $16,000 worth of gas went through before anybody said anything. That's how desperate people are. And somebody got fired over it. That's crazy. That's not going to be caused by an administration, by one presidential administration in the United States. Not going to be how that works. Please, if you take anything from this podcast episode, do not fall for the Republican line that this is Biden's fault. It's not. It's COVID's fault. There's not a whole lot you're going to be able to do as a presidential administration to head off the consequences of a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. There's only so much you can do. The Biden administration is doing the best that they can. So are all the other world leaders. Patience, continue to spend, and hopefully time will work all of this out. Anyways, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Jim Polycast. Be sure to like the Jim Polycast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Have a good night.